Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How's Florida?
It's Florida.
Yeah.
It's humid. It's kind of overcast, but it's nice. It's great.
Yeah, well, we're overcast, but it's cool.
Well,
Lovely San Francisco.
that's where you live.
Yep. So I have some great questions submitted from the fans through the club and Facebook for you.
Great. Ask away.
The first one is from Jody, and Jody asks, now that the president is in support of gay marriage, do you think this puts us closer to being able to marry?
Of course, if we look at the journey so far, how far we've come in the last 20 years, you'll see the inevitable end of this, that it of course is basically our society waking up to the wonderful fact that diversity is who we are. It is the definition of our society. So it's just a natural outgrowth of that is the recognition of all love and of all unions and relationships. There.
Mike Grimmett would like to know, what musicians are working with you in the studio, and do you have a title and release date yet?
I am having such a great time making this record. It's
Yeah.
unbelievable. I have finished the tracks and the overdubs, and now the two producers I worked with are mixing it right now. I went in with Brett Simons, my bass player, and Blair Senta, my drummer. And we did all the tracks. I played all the guitars on it, which was a blast. And I called in. Oh, never mind. No. I have one guitar, one keyboard player, but I don't remember his name.
No
So
problem.
Zach, somebody. But let's see. And when is I don't have a release date, and I also don't have a title. I will have to pick one very soon in the next 2 weeks, I think.
Gotcha.
But so many of the songs are title worthy that I have to make up my mind. And the record company is saying September, like mid-September.
Yvonne McCarron asks, I hope you enjoyed kicking off your European tour in our little country of Ireland.
Ireland.
You totally captivated the audience. Did you enjoy playing Dublin, and did you try a pint of Guinness while you were there?
I love Dublin. I loved my entire European tour, but
Yeah.
I hadn't played Dublin in so long. The audience was wonderful. The theater was delightful that I played in. And yes, I had a great time. No, I did not partake of the Guinness whilst I was there. No.
Well, next
Maybe
time.
next time.
There you go. Christina Brown asks, would you ever consider letting your fans pick your set list for a show?
Maybe. It depended on the show.
Right.
If it was just a show full of like my hardcore fans, yeah, I'd let them pick it. But so I have to think of the people that just know one or two songs, and I also try to do that.
Beverly asks, at what age do you think you might stop touring? Will you be doing more live and alone tours?
What age? No, there is no age. I
Yeah.
can't even imagine an age where I would stop traveling and playing. I mean, I'm sure there will come a time. You know what? What's going to happen is I'm going to make a place where they all have to come to me.
There you go.
That's my dream.
There you go.
And then, what was the second part of the question?
Are you going to be doing more live and alone?
Oh, yes. I think that every few years, I like at least once a decade, I should do a live and alone because that's really fun.
Cool. Allison Rivera asks, I've been a fan club member for many years and have always wanted to ask you, what is your stance on wearing fur and animal rights?
Ah! Phew. Ah, that's a good one. I believe very deeply in the spiritual connection of all living things and the preciousness of life. Yet I eat some animal flesh. I am always grateful to the animal which died to bring me that nutrition, in the course of me getting that nutrition. I don't wear much fur at all. I'm yet I would be not being truthful if I said I didn't own any fur. How about that? All right.
Sharon Hamill asks, "Your last album inspired us to be fearless. Where are you taking us this time with your new album?"
This album is the result of fearlessness. It was actually a bit surprising to me where this album went. I am delighted, and I can't wait to share it with everyone.
Jeff Miller asks, "Do you have any special plans for your upcoming birthday?"
Yes.
Debbie McKinney asks, "Over the years and being a drummer, I've always wondered, do you play the drums too? You have awesome timing."
Oh, thank you. That is one of my favorite compliments that I can get from a musician. I do play the drums. I don't practice at it, so I don't play it a lot, but I do know how to play the drums. I wouldn't, I don't know. I don't think you'll see me sitting down playing being a Karen Carpenter,
Right.
but I can hold a beat, yeah.
Tammy asks, "I recently was listening to NPR radio, and the topic was how today, unlike the 70s, when there was, or unlike the 1970s, there are no anti-war, politically charged songwriters or lyrics in today's music. Is there a song that you would have written that you feel is too political of a message?"
I think those people aren't listening to my music. I'm like, I have written blatant, blatant anti-war, pro-peace social songs. I mean, my Awakening album, the whole, imagine that is, Christmas in America is totally. Maybe I'm just doing it. Maybe they don't quite know that that's what it is. I think that they. It was a different. It was kind of a different. The '60s rock and roll music was a different beast then. It was in itself. It was protest music. It was so we weren't supposed to be listening to it. And so it was naturally already a protest music. And then you just add some lyrics anti-war and pro it was all anti-establishment, and so it the whole movement was protest. Now they unless it's on the radio, it doesn't register that it has been written.
It's definitely a different era.
Yeah.
Okay. Deb Murdoch asks, "You have such a distinctive and amazing voice. Would you ever consider doing a covers album? If so, what would be the first song you would cover?"
Do-do-do. Sure. Those are funny. I always mused about doing a Christmas album, and then I made one, and I was like, oh, that was fun. So, there's a lot of different specialty albums that I do think about. I'm also enjoying writing so much that it's, you know, to take a cycle and just do covers is like that's down the list for me because I really enjoy writing so much. So, but I'm not going to say that I'm never going to do it because it might be fun. And what would be one of the first songs? Oh my gosh, I want to do Rod Stewart's "Tonight's the Night."
There you go. Cool. Geneve asks, are you a vegetarian? Do you have any tips for us on healthy eating?
Oh, I am not a vegetarian. I choose 99% not to eat red meat just because it's about the balance in my stomach. It's about acid and alkaline. And that's where if I was looking to eat healthy, I would stop thinking about what I should and should not eat and look at my body and say, when I eat this, how does it make me feel? Is this acidic or is this alkaline? And it's so clear that if you just up the vegetables, the fruits, and the whole grains, you know, go instead of white rice, go to brown rice. Just vegetables and as fresh from the, you know, as raw as you can get. I mean, I can't do a lot of raw stuff, but, you know, as close to the ground as you can get these foods, that's going to start doing it. Now, then add your, if you eat meat, it should be such a smaller portion of what we're out of whack that way. You can have a little steak, you know, but it shouldn't be the big steak and then the little vegetable. It should be tiny little steak, big vegetable, you know.
Cool. Lauren Cox asks, what is the single most amazing gift your fans as a whole have given you?
Oh, confidence.
Wow.
Inspiration, yeah, confidence, the feeling that, okay, what I'm doing resonates and is right, is right for me because it's right for them.
Cool. Mary Page asks, what do you feel has most driven your resilience for life and love?
What's the word, resilience?
I think it's resilience.
Interesting choice of words.
Right.
Resilience. Does one need to be resilient to life? No, the key is being open to it, relaxing against it, you know, really stop resisting because what you resist, what you tighten up and push against brings it toward you. So life and love, it's about releasing and letting go and allowing. And that's the key. If I follow that in my life, in my loves, then I will naturally settle into a place that's good and healthy for me.
Cool. Kim asks, excuse me, you are involved in so many great causes, always on the road, writing, thinking, creating. How do you turn your mind off and just relax? And she added, if you ever do, in parentheses.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's very, very important. Once again, it's the way in which you hold it. I don't try to resist my mind or turn my mind off. Hmm. It's about allowing my mind to relax. Like there are those worries, those thoughts, okay, let them go now. Hmm. Now, what do I want to think about? Oh, that, you know, thinking really nice thoughts can relax and ground me. So, but I do that as often as I can. You know, if I find myself too stressed, that's the first thing that'll make you sick more than anything else, the stress will.
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing. I will stop everything and relax.
Cool. Michelle Russell asks, where in the world do you want to visit that you haven't already been to?
I would love to find me a grass hut, you know, in I don't know, you know, Bali or those places. You know, I think South America is on my radar next. I think I'll be doing some South American traveling soon.
Cool. Karen asks, have you ever thought about writing, publishing a book of poetry or perhaps a blog page with a new poem added periodically?
Wow, I always have a hard time considering myself a poet because I have such a deep regard for poetry and the great poets. I always consider my work lyrics. So maybe I'll do a book of lyrics someday. I have yet to dip my toe calling myself a poet.
Cool. Karen asks, can you tell us anything about the Broadway show you're working on?
Well, I can tell you that some of the songs in the show found their way onto my next album. So you will hear some of the songs in the show on my next album.
Arlene asks, what is the strangest or most interesting object that you have ever autographed for someone?
Body parts. That's just strange.
Kevin asks, which country or countries did your ancestors originate from?
Well, my mother did some genealogical research and pretty much came up, we were English, Scottish, Dutch, and then a little French-Canadian, a little bit of that thrown in. That's both sides of my family. Pretty much poor, you know, early American immigrants. They came over in the, 1700s, a long time ago.
Cool.
Yeah.
Angel asks, I love the unique and exclusive items you offer through your online store and have added many cool things to my collection. Do you have input on and any, input on the designs and artwork?
Oh, well, I have the great pleasure of working with Cindy Poon, a talented, what would she like to be called, graphic designer? Graphic artist.
Graphic artist, I think it's probably.
Graphic artist. And it seems everything she ever presents for me, I love. So I get just the pleasure of approving these wonderful pieces of art that you get to purchase. There you go.
Cool. And our last question from Dar Mikula is, who's your favorite songwriter?
Oh, it is very hard to pick just one.
Because yeah.
There are some amazing songwriters out there. I'd have to limit it to maybe my top five.
Okay.
And in no particular order, Joni Mitchell, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, Joan Armatrading, and Peter Gabriel.
Cool. Wonderful.
There you go.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Right on.
So I will next see you at Foxwoods, June 10th.
Coming out.
Yeah.
How you feeling? How's the old body hanging on?
You
How's
know,
the
it's
meat
actually
suit?
Been doing really well. My sciatica hasn't kicked up in over a year, so exercise has been doing well. And
exercise.
You know, the body has actually been treating me pretty nice these days.
Good. You're treating yourself good.
That's right.
There you go. All right. See you in Foxwoods, Tim.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye.
Bye.